This is 7:18. It's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello.
Hey, you are, Darren.
Warming up, mate.
Finally.
Summer's around the corner.
You're in a T-shirt today.
Nice work. Yes, indeed. And as for that solar, plenty of it about over summer. Get it on your roof.
Exactly.
Now, we're going to talk about the feed-in tariff.
We are.
Changes coming up.
Well, it's not really a change. It's a weird one. So, as of the 1st of January, there's something happening that isn't a hangover. Now, for those who have owned solar for, like, before 2013, the legacy solar feed-in tariff officially comes to an end.
Right.
Okay, so for a bit of backstory, many, many years ago, Tasmanians used to get paid a one-to-one feed-in tariff. This equated to around 28 cents per kilowatt hour. So this was the rate that was paid for any leftover power you didn't use within your home that you sent back to the grid.
Yeah.
Now, in the year 2013, that particular tariff was brought to a close, and as well it should be, because it was coming clear that it was no longer, or over the long term, it wasn't going to be sustainable. The prices for solar components had dropped by at least half, in some cases two-thirds, so the shot in the arm the solar feed-in tariff gave a fledgling industry was no longer required.
Yep.
So no new solar customers have had access to the one-to-one feed-in tariff now for 6 years. Did it slow down solar sales? Not really, as it was only the payment for the leftover power that was never used that was changed. So a well-designed and a well-applied solar system was always going to save you money no matter what the pencil pushers did. It wasn't as though you're not getting paid or you stopped getting paid for any export to the grid. It just got reduced.
Yep.
So you got paid less for it. So for all existing solar customers before 2013, they had their one-to-one feed-in tariff for an additional 5 years. And this was then called the Legacy Solar Feed-in Tariff. And then last year, at the last minute, the state government gave the 2013 solar customers a reprieve, and that was called the Transitional Legacy Solar Feed-in Tariff, but they offered for another 12 months 14 cents. So they went from 28 cents to 14 cents, and as of 1st of January, it will be 9.3 cents. So rightly or wrong, there's been a little bit of angst about this, but it is what it is. And quite simply, any power you self-consume is worth what you pay for it, and your leftover power for everyone from the 1st of January is 9.3 cents.
Yeah.
Now, what can we do about it? And I'm going to list these options from cheapest to most expensive. Okay? Option one is do nothing. Yep, your solar system is making power. You're still consuming it, most likely on tariff 31, and exports will be sent to the grid. The cost for this option is $0.
Yep.
Just keep on. Option two, change to tariff 93. Fit a timer to your hot water cylinder. This enables much more self-consumption and reduces what you send back to the grid quite markedly. A very easy way of increasing the value of your solar system production and helping your back pocket at the same time. You'll need an electrician, and hopefully DMS Energy will be your first port of call. And the cost will be somewhere between $200 and $600, depending on whether your board has a main isolation switch or not. Older boards tend to not have one, newer boards do. So this is the lowest cost option to improve your situation in regards to solar. And I think everyone should do it sooner than later, as there's going to be a huge rush for this come the new year, or probably more importantly, the first power bills in the new year.
So that one, option two, seems to me that would be more viable for families.
Yeah.
Because you're using more hot water. And,
It allows your solar to energise the entire home, where at the moment most older systems are only energising your power points, your lights, your stove and your oven. Yeah. All your hot water and heating is not being ran by the solar.
Yep.
Option three, add more solar. Either a whole new system or add to the existing. One way of combating solar export or lower solar export rates is to send more of it back to the grid. So you're getting less for it, but you're sending more of it off, so nothing really changes. Though more importantly, many people out there have got stuck with small solar systems and have been for the last 6 years. As to make any changes at all was to lose your legacy solar feed-in tariff. So a lot of people thought, I'll buy a 2 kilowatt system and I might add a bit more to it down the track. Bang, they changed the rules and they were stuck. They couldn't move for 6 years in regards to their solar.
Right.
As of the 1st of January, those shackles have been unlocked. I suggest everyone call 1300 502 599 or call into 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton, to talk about your options. Now, this option has been the most popular with those who have been prepared to forgo the 5 cents extra they got this year. So some people just went, I'm just going to jump the gun and get it done. Because they wanted to beat the rush. In 2020, there's going to be a huge rush for this. Also, keep in mind, no decision yet has been made on to how Tasnet was going to go with this, but they're talking about a new limitation in regard to a cap of the amount of panels we can have, which could be 5 kilowatts, or a 5 kilowatt export limitation. We've talked this before. We don't know which way it's going to go, but either way, it's going to be less, not more, and your choices are going to be limited. So there will be a rush as we had people ready to pounce in the new year as well, you know. So don't miss out on our install spots. Don't dilly-dally, as your choices will most likely be limited soon by these new rule changes. Last option, our final option, add battery storage. Now, for those that get a little bit offended about sending their power back to the grid for 9.3 cents, you don't have to. You can store it and use it yourself later on. I have a battery in my place. It's the coolest thing I've ever bought. Virtually no power bill, and I'm blackout proof. I love the thing. Is it a great financial choice, Darren? Probably not the greatest of the four options, but batteries are walking out the door at a fair clip. So if you want to pop into 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton, we have a fully operational battery system in our showroom you can check out. Yeah, we have press buttons and all sorts. So there you have it, Darren. Time to start thinking about what comes next.
All right. All right. Now, if you have any questions for Adrian, then you can send them through via the Facebook and we'll try and answer them on the Power Savers chat. So 1300 502 599 is the number, 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton. Good stuff, mate, and I'll catch you next week.
Thanks, Darren.